This is a talk by Lucy Simpson, a tribal elder, teacher, artist, and a former policewoman. She gave these remarks on the banks of the Lauksaw River on July 16, 2023, at a gathering of grizzly bear and environmental activists organized by Brett Haverstick of Wilderness Watch. Lucy is a co-founder and guiding light of NIMIBU Protecting the Environment, a unique grassroots tribal organization that works to protect the ecosystems in Idaho and eastern Washington, from rivers and fish to wolves and grizzly bears. The name NIMIBU means the people, which is what the Nez Perce call themselves. Lucy has 2 degrees, both from the white world and the Indian world, in policing and criminal law enforcement. Aside from her many other accomplishments, Lucy is a doll maker extraordinaire, a bead worker, an expert on plants and native medicines, and a great grandmother. Here she expounds on our connection with the natural world, the importance of taking the long view, and why grizzlies and our cultural history with them matters. If you enjoy this, you might also want to check out my fun interview with Lucy, where she talks about going undercover as a policewoman, her vision for tribal youth, and stories about her connection with grizzlies, the plants, and the land.
One thing that I would like to start with today is with a story about a grizzly bear. And this story has also been written in this book by Steve Hawley. And this book just came out not that long ago. And so, are you a good reader?
I don't have my reading glasses.
Okay, I might be able to.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what is written about me. And Julian always calls me Luce. He says, hey, Luce. And so they put my name as Lou Simpson in there. Because of Julian. Thank you, Julian. Anyway, would you read that for us?
Soon enough, everyone takes a break to sit around the fire. Luce Simpson, a tribal elder, tells the story of a young hunter in the old days who shot a bear after being told not to. Upon inspecting the kill, which came to rest on a downed log, the young hunter saw, much to his dismay and sorrow, that it was a man. The hunter had killed a departed human spirit, traveling in the form of a bear. The group reacts with a silence that is somehow comforting rather than awkward. The story implies, it seems to me, this from the author, that great care should be taken with every human action. Listening is as vital as doing. Prayer, in the NIMIBU way, I get the impression, is at least one part learning to hear better. What do you sense in a canoe? Is the river so close underneath you, Dor says. You hear the water against the hull. You feel it lifting or sinking you. You get to know the water intimately, which makes you more likely to care for and protect it.
Thank you. So I'm glad he at least called me Loops, you know, thanks to Julian. But that story was a story that my father told me when I was a young girl. He said that there were these young boys that were out hunting for deer, elk, or moose, and my father was coastal, so they were along the Canadian border before there was a border. And the Haida people have grizzly bear as one of their clans, as well as other tribes. Navajo and other tribes have the grizzly bear as a clan because of its spirituality, because of its powerlessness, and because of its strength and the way it is. So he told me that these young hunters were out on horseback and they had been told never kill a grizzly bear. While they were hunting, they had no luck at getting any game. When they approached a meadow with a draw and saw a grizzly bear by a log, the young hunter shot the bear. Upon inspecting the kill, which came to rest on the downed log, the young hunters saw, much to their dismay and sorrow, it was an old Indian man slumped over that log. The young hunter had killed a departed human spirit traveling in the form of a grizzly bear. And to us, that's why, you know, part of the reason why grizzly bear means a lot to us. The grizzly bear is one of honored animals of the Nimiipuu. One of our Nimiipuu warriors was named Red Grizzly Bear, or Hahats Ilp Ilp, which means Red Grizzly Bear. Hahats Ilp Ilp was a tribal warrior with 80 battle scars upon his body. And he survived many battles throughout his life. So that's why those things are important. We have to give all things consideration, especially if we're all going to plan to live in this world together and work on these common issues together as one. We need to not think about race, color, or anything like that. We need to think about humanistic approach, that we need to help each other gain the same goal. We have something in common here, and that is the grizzly bear. So we need to do our best to work for the grizzly bear. I'll share with you one of the Itziyayat myths that was told to me by my uncle. And my uncle, our family comes from a Palouse background. So this is an old story that he got from his grandmother who lived close to the Palouse Falls. I was telling him earlier that sadly enough, her bones were dug up and she was taken to the museum in New York, the Indian Museum. And then 1979, repatriation came along, so we were able to get the bones of his grandmother and take them back and bury them by Lions Ferry in an undisclosed area. That's why these things are important to me. But this is the story that I heard from my uncle, who learned it from his grandmother. And her bones are at rest today where she lived. One day, Hahats was catching salmon along the Touche River when he accidentally stepped on and killed one of Itziyayat's puppies, the coyote's puppies. Oh, this angered Itziyayat, the coyote. And he was going to get back at Hahats, the grizzly bear. Itziyayat dug a deep pit, and he put fir boughs on top of that pit. And he was bound and determined to get grizzly bear. So grizzly bear comes along, and he falls in that pit. And Itziyayat, coyote, slews him. And he invites all his friends over to eat grizzly bear. From this time on, Itziyayat is always chased far beyond the boundary line as a warning to stay away from Hahats' territory, the grizzly bear's territory. So this is where Hahats and Itziyayat became bitter enemies. So today they are bitter enemies. Yeah, prior to climate change, our family, my parents, when I was a kid, we went in a station wagon. You know, back in the day, they had station wagons. He took us to Moy Springs in Montana to get huckleberries. And my father, as young as 14, was working as a logger because there were like 9 people in his family to feed. And his mom was a single mother. So he knew a lot about the animals out in the woods because that was what he did before he got into the military. So we were up there. We had our tummies all full of huckleberries. And we're all getting happy being full of huckleberries. And then our dad came over to us. And he said, get in the car. We're going now. And well, what's going on, Dad? What's happening? And he said, he saw some scat from a grizzly bear. And he knows there's a grizzly bear right in the area at Moy Springs. And so we loaded up in our car and we went home. But what he did was identify to us This was Grizzly Bear's domain, not yours. Grizzly Bear's. It's time for him to feed. You leave and let Grizzly Bear eat his food. Or he might eat you. But anyway, you know, that carried with me for a long time. You know, these stories that my dad told me and my uncle told me and people as far back as I can remember. But one thing that it really is important that we all need to come together as one human being, to get these tasks at hand taken care of, to mind our waters. If you look at the water on the way back down or on the way over, you'll see how low it is. You'll see over there at the dam by Las Vegas how low that water is. And by 2024, they're supposed to have resolve to the treaty, US v. Canada, about the Columbia River. So I know that, you know, we need to start thinking about that now, because that's going to be coming up before too long. And they're going to be asking your opinion. Do you want the Army Corps? Do you want Bonneville to keep control over Columbia River? Today, they're worried. They've been putting that treaty off for quite some time. They're getting fearful of the Indians because we now know the other, you know, education. We have tribal attorneys. We have tribal doctors. We have people that fight these issues today. And so the Bonneville and the Army Corps, these other people that are along that water, there's a whole bunch of tribes from Canada's Siink tribe, the Colville tribe, all their bands, the Yakimas, everybody, all the way down to Columbia. They all are stakeholders of that water. We want the water to survive, and we want our salmon to survive. But those are the things that we have to fight for. Not one time, not talking about it one time, but make it our lifetime chore to go. Because we need water to survive. It's 75% of our body. If we don't have that 75%, you think we'll be here very long? You think the fish will last very long? You know, when I was a kid growing up, you know, my dad, along with the fish, you know, the grizzly bear needs to eat fish as well. And my dad took me fishing, and I sat there, and I was fishing away, and dang, Dad, I'm not catching anything. What's going on here? I'm not catching a thing. And he said, see that tree over there hanging in the water over there where that shade is? Go over there and fish. Go by that tree. I got that one over there and I caught fish. But that's disappearing now. We see riprap along the waterways. The trees are taken out. You know, is that going to help our bears survive? You think the grizzly is not going to get hungry for a fish that he needs the omega-3 for? These are things we have to keep in the front burner for ourselves and for our people, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our great-grandchildren. We can't just look at us today. We have to look at tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I raised my children. I raised my grandchildren. I helped raise my great-grandchildren. I teach them the ways that I know and how to be good to one another. I teach them not to be racist, to get along with everybody. That's the way it is. You know, I was a police officer for over 10 years. I didn't know any color. I didn't know any color. I didn't even think about me being the only woman out there. But I was, you know. But I got along. I made it to the 4th Platoon Corporal. And then I made it to Training Sergeant. But I didn't take my color into any account. The people is what I worried about. Caring for those people that I saw out there. And that's what we need to do for these animals. If we don't care for them, they're not going to care for us. And if we don't keep grizzly bear around, we have a lot of food chains in this world that need to be taken care of. And grizzly bear is part of that chain. So if you remember that, we're all one when it comes to issues that we need to take care of.
So
One thing I wanted to do, this pipe is one that my son carries. I'm a pipe keeper. This pipe comes from Pahasapa, the Black Hills. It was given to my son by Red Leaf, a medicine person. He told him, one day you'll need this. One day you'll need this. So he's had me hang on to it until he needs it. Things like that are important to us. And when somebody from another tribe gives us something, we're going to treasure that thing that they give us with honor. He went into a sweat lodge with this medicine person, and he told me, he said, Mom, wait, you know, he said he's going to do something in the sweat lodge. So I said, okay, we got time. I waited outside, and then my son comes back out with this pipe from Pahasapa, a land that was trying to be taken away that is not. No money can buy Pahasapa. That's where they have their fish, their game, things that they need as well. So we have to think about those things. But what I want is, I want one person from every table. I'm going to walk over there with this pipe that is sacred. And I want you to say one thing about the grizzly bear. Out loud.
Sacred.
Spiritual.
Valuable.
Our brother and sister.
Teacher.
Okay, your turn.
Very wise.
Pardon?
Very wise.
Oh, very wise.
Okay. Honeywad, our creator, look out for grizzly bear. Keep grizzly bear in your mind and in your heart. Let him have a long, long life on this earth, for we still need him here today. And we thank you for the prayers and the thoughts that go out to the grizzly bear. We need a lot of things. We need to start getting on the same page with those things. Thank you.